Jamaica Real Estate Headlines, Real Estate Board Jamaica. The mission of the Real Estate Board is to put in place systems that promote acceptable standards of professional and ethical conduct in the business of real estate and land development in order to protect the mutual interests of all relevant to real estate professionals operating in JM. Read the source, h.jis.gov.government/agencies/realestateboard-jamaica. Jamaica Real Estate Headlines. Verify legitimacy of real estate professionals. Jamaicans are being urged to verify the legitimacy of real estate professionals before entering into business agreements. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in JM. Read the source, jis.gov.jm/verify-legitimacy-of-real-estate-professionals/. Jamaica Real Estate Headlines. Staff opinion on 1.5% minimum co-broking commission on real estate sale. See the link below for the staff opinion on the question of whether the Realtors Association of Jamaica could require its members to pay a minimum commission of 1.5% when two real estate companies, relevant to real estate professionals operating in JM. Read the source, att.gov.jm/staff-opinion-1.5% minimum co-broking commission on real estate-state sale. Jamaica Real Estate Headlines. Check licenses of real estate professionals. The Real Estate Board, REB, is advising members of the public to ensure that real estate dealers, developers, and salesmen with whom tend to do business are licensed by the entity. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in JM. Read the source, aslajiav.jm/licenses-of-real-estate-professionals/. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what? Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule: the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's.